episode 459, Making a Routine When Starting Something New.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day, sweet women of impact. You are awesome. I'm so excited. Yes, I am. And I have to tell you, my voice, I've been working on it. I really don't feel bad, but I know every once in a while I squeal, and I don't mean to squeal. It's, I don't know if it's a spring, so bear with me. If I kind of crack, it's not on purpose. Or if I go into this real deep, low voice, then you'll just have to bear with me. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just my reaction. Maybe there's too much pollen in the air. I don't know. But it is sunshiny outside, and I pray it's sunshiny in your heart, and I am ready to get going. If you are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I've got to ask you a question, though. But before I do, hold that thought. If you are brand new and you don't know about createyournow.com, go check it out. And I want to hear from you. Let's connect. I want to know how I can serve you. I am here for you. I don't sit here and just talk because I like to talk to myself. Well, maybe my dog and cats think that, but really I don't. I really want to be here to serve you, to add value into your life. And I don't know if you don't communicate with me. So you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram now. Believe it or not, I'm actually out there. It's kind of a scary thing. But it is something new that I'm working on. So I'm trying to post every day. It's hard. I got to tell you, social media is hard. It's hard trying to juggle the kids. It's hard to juggle the hubby. It's hard to juggle me. It's hard to juggle my own business. It's hard to juggle my fitness. Life is tough. And I know that is why you're here. I am real. I'm raw. I'm authentic. I want to give you and show you what I have. There's no fluff added here. You know, if I can do it, I try to do it. And we do have a couple things coming up around the corner. Number one, sign up. Be sure to sign up for the AIM Academy. That is just simply so you can receive information. That's not committing you to anything, okay? And so that just gets you on a list that says, yeah, I'm interested, Christiane, when you're looking at that project. Number two, there's going to be something that's coming up that is for everybody. Doesn't matter if you listen to the podcast. Doesn't matter if you just find me on Facebook. We are going to be opening up something different and new. And so keep your ears tuned. I will let you know, and I may even do a special episode on it to let you know kind of what's happening so you can invite your family and friends there. Okay, enough domestic beauties. We have got to get into our girl time chat. That's what we're here for. We're here to build each other up. We're here for a purpose, passion, and presence. You are pursuing purpose. You're pursuing your passion, and you're pursuing presence in your life as you walk, as you're in your journey. And so today, you need to focus on that. And we're talking about making a routine when starting something new. It is spring. Spring has sprung. The flowers are beginning to bloom. The trees, oh my goodness, they're getting just a little, you know, the little sprouts. And I just love it. We have this little cute, I think it's a Japanese tree. I'm really not sure. I need some bona fide tree person to tell me exactly what it is because we did not plant it there. So I don't know what kind of tree it is, but it's a little tree and it's absolutely adorable. And I love it because it blooms and then all of a sudden it's just a green pretty tree with leaves on it. And so I so enjoy this time, especially when the sun is shining and it's beginning to warm up. But making a routine when starting something new seems to be a challenge. And with spring here, we're in spring of 2016, we're switching things up. You know, we may be going from basketball to soccer with the kids. We may be saying, I've got to get into a bikini in how many weeks? How many days? We're going on vacation. What was I thinking? I ate way too much over the winter. I was too much a hibernated bear. I've got to do something. We began to think of, well, we want something new. We want something refreshed. It's all about refreshment in our lives. And when you start something new, though, you have to make it a routine. Now, some of the stuff is short-lived. And so you don't have to actually, like, you know, if it's only going to be a couple weeks, well, that's not necessarily putting it into a routine, so to speak, making it part of your daily activity. But when you want it part of your daily activity, you've got to have some effort. Habits are great if they serve you. And we've talked about habits, haven't we? A lot of different ways how we can handle and establish habits. But in order to make it a habit, it must become part of your daily routine. For example, there's a lot of people break it down into the three R's of habit change. This has been studied years upon years. We could go into the science of it, but let me just give you a highlight. There's three R's of habit change. This is one way of looking at it, okay? It's not necessarily the only way to look at it, but this is one way to look at it. The three R's of habit change is one, reminder, two, routine, three, reward. We're focusing here on the number two, on the routine. This is the behavior itself, the action that you need to take. For example, have you ever done this? You're on your way, you're driving to basketball, but basketball season's over, and all of a sudden you remembered, oh, darn it, I'm supposed to be going to soccer. And you're 5 minutes out of the way of where you really wanted to go. It's like you're on automatic pilot. You see, that's what we're talking about with routine. We're trying to make it a part of our daily lives where we get in the car, we just go. How many times do you get in the car and you just go to work? And some days you don't even know how you got there. Or you know you're going to go to the post office and you just get there and you're like, well, how did I end up here? Wasn't I going to the grocery store? Or wait, no, I wanted to go to the post office. I'm where I need to be. We do that. It is so, I mean, it's just fascinating. Does that fascinate you? Maybe I'm just weird. I probably am weird, but that's okay. That's why you listen to me, right? Because I'm weird. And I try to dissect all this stuff for you so you can better understand and live a more purposeful, meaningful life with direction to create your now. That's what we're all looking for, right? It's to create our now, our best now, where we are, your best selfie. So if we're focused on the number two, the routine of this habit, the key word that we're looking for here is action. Because routine is a practice of or the actionable behavior. You must have the action to solidify the routine. You have to have it. Without it, you're not going to have anything. So without further delay, your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy, is focus on the action. You knew that was coming, didn't you? Yes, because action is it. If you're not taking action, you are not doing. To make any habit a habit, to make a change in what you're doing in your life, to create a routine when you're starting something new, and you want to make it part of your daily routine, you have to focus on the action. Number one, you have to take aim. Action ignites motivation. Without the action, you'll never be motivated. I don't care how many great books you read. It may help you get off the couch one time, but it won't for the second, third, and fourth time. Action ignites motivation. Number two, repeat the aim consistently. Yes, that big word, be consistent. That's it. Aim and be consistent. Those are the two things. You see, the action is the driver. Without action, you have no direction. Think about it. The action is the driver. Without action, you have no direction. Do you want direction in your life? Do you want to have a purpose and live out your passion and be present in your life as you go about it? Then yes. Actions do not fail, and they don't fade, but feelings do. Actions do not fade, but feelings do. If we're doing the action, for example, when I first started running, oh my goodness gracious, okay, let's say I did not first start running. I was walking one step in front of the other. Just if I could get around the racetrack, whoop, whoop, that was awesome. Then eventually, after a few, I don't know. Now that I think back to it, maybe it was about four to 7 days max. Then I started running and I would, you know, walk two laps and run a lap. And I was like, oh, that's enough. And then it was run a lap, walk a lap, run a lap, walk a lap. And then it was run three laps, walk a lap. And then it was run miles and miles and miles, and then finally walk for my cool down. But you see, the whole key to all of that, the secret sauce, everything that you have to have action. Action is the key ingredient to your success in making a routine when starting something new. Maybe you said, I got this cute yellow bikini. you know, polka dotted yellow bikini. Anybody? Okay. Maybe. All right. Maybe I'm too old for that. Or you're just too young. One or the other. But there's a song that goes with the yellow polka dotted bikini or something like that. Anyway, maybe you're wanting to get into the swimsuit. You found it. You've already ordered it. It's in your closet. And now you're sitting there twiddling your thumbs going, oh my gosh, I thought I had another 6 weeks. And you only have another 5 weeks because you're going on a cruise. Well, you can sit here and twiddle your thumbs and all of that, but you got to put it into action. You've got to be doing something to get towards your goal. Action is the driver. Without action, you have no direction. So let's say you've got that cute, adorable yellow polka dotted bikini in your closet, but that little yellow polka dotted bikini, you're not going to fit into it unless if you do this new program that you just purchased, but you've put it off for, oh, well, I'm too tired, or man, I just didn't have time today. All of that, they're excuses. You need to start saying to yourself, I did not make time to work out so I could get to my goal of fitting into that yellow polka dotted bikini and feel good about it. Maybe you can fit into it, but maybe you just don't feel good in it. And you want to get to that feel good part. When making a routine, you have to have the action. The action has got to be there. What are you working on right now? What is it that maybe you're like, oh, yep, that's me. I started a brand new business, Christiane, and it's awesome, but I need to be calling people every single day, but it scares me to death. I was doing really good for about, well, 2.5 weeks, oh, maybe coming close up to, well, okay, 3 weeks. We stretched it, right? You know, the fish is this big when it's only that big. And oh man, I was doing really good. And then I just kind of, well, I don't know. I just didn't have time. And the kids had me coming and going. And my hubby, you know, we were working on this house project and I just didn't have time. No, you didn't make time. There is a difference. So watch your words and how you say things, because you're giving yourself excuses, a way out. But there's no way out, because remember, action is the driver. You've got to have action. So maybe it's not on your new business. Maybe it's just like your house. And it's like been totally chaotic over the winter. Everybody comes in, you got so many clothes on you and everybody throws things everywhere. You got socks here. I mean, come on, really? I've seen my house. I don't know what yours looks like, but mine can kind of look like a tornado has come through it. Come in, gone, and then some. And I'm like, where did all these clothes come from? Especially the boys. Okay, I'm not going to rat out the boys, but the boys are pretty bad. And so with their clothes thrown all over the place, I mean, what do you do? Well, I say a prayer so, you know, I don't wring their necks. But then we move on to that and we get into what action? They have to begin to pick them up. And eventually with mama reminding them enough times, they get into and have a routine. I don't think they've ever reached a habit yet. I'm praying one of these days. I'm praying for their wives that one of these days they will get into that routine, because otherwise, well, that will be for another episode. So what do you need? What are you starting that's something new that you need to put into action every single day? Stop making the excuses. Take aim and be consistent. You have to focus on the action. Because in order to make it a habit, in order to make it stick, you've got to have that routine in place. You've got to have the action. And you have to be consistent at it over and over and over and over again. Actions do not fail you. And they do not fade. But feelings do. You may sit here and be inspired by a book and say, oh, I cannot wait to go write my story. I want to write my book. I've been doing this in intentional blogging thing. And oh my gosh, it's awesome. But now, I don't know. I feel like I'm all dried up. Are you? Or are you just not putting enough focus into it? The action part, doing it, even if it's just words on a page. You've been wanting to start that business, but all you are is talking about it. Talking is not action. Dreaming is not action. It's great motivation. You have to do it to keep the hope. But if you really want to put it into action, you want to make it a routine, a part of your daily life, When you are starting something brand new, you have to have action. So today, guess what? Take action. Don't stop. Don't wait for something to happen. You go and create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.